So good morning and a warm welcome to everyone. I hope this time together this morning can be some support to you in your practice and in your life. And whatever maybe the theme is, speaks to you or doesn't, just a sense of, again, as I've often been saying, an opportunity to pause, really pause from your life, from the activities outwardly and perhaps inwardly also. Like an invitation, like seeing meditation as a hospitable place or a generous invitation to come and rest and look deeply into our experience. And as one part of our practice of finding some steadiness in this life, in this world, time to rest the body in relative stillness, finding a comfortable posture, sitting, standing, or lying down. And just for a little while, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, maybe some deeper breaths, and then letting that begin to connect us with here and now, the body, and the mind and the heart. I'm just beginning the process of attuning to what's here most intimately and immediately. What's here? What's happening here? This is kind of turning towards a sense of being receptive to our experience moment to moment. And practicing this in meditation supports us in practicing that in our life. Learning again and again, relearning what it is, what it feels like to really be present in our life in a helpful way, in a way which helps us to respond with care. So this morning I'd like to begin a series of reflections on contemplating impermanence. So I want to spend a little bit of time, again, if you wish, joining, feeling a little bit into the posture and taking a little while to foster some sense of settling, gathering, steadying, using the body to help with that, whole body in its posture, feeling some sense of the shape, form of the body, and beginning to tune our interest. What does it feel like right now? The felt sense, a direct, intimate felt sense of embodiment here and now. As if we were listening, listening to some strange music, or as if we were feeling some strange currents and creatures in underwater, somewhat known, somewhat unknown, beginning to tune to this sense of being able to rest in knowing. So feeling the body helping to anchor the attention, again, gently, gradually, not in one narrow place particularly, but with a sense of intention to be receptive to the experience of the body, however it's showing up right now, whether pleasant or unpleasant or somewhat neutral. So feeling the body, perhaps feeling the places where it rests on whatever it's resting on, the chair or the ground or a cushion. Feeling the body. Body being known. Embodiment being held in a intention of kind interest. And if you wish, you can float your attention sort of down through different areas of the body. Just noticing whatever presents itself, very subtle or very strong sensations or energies or pulses, heat, coolness, many different possibilities. So floating or just lightly opening our interest to different areas of the body, the head, the neck, the throat and shoulders, that whole area. What might we feel? Perhaps a very slight sense of pressure one side of the head, or not much really, kind of absent. It's fine. And we'll move through a little more quickly than I would usually, but you can always come back to this and do it more slowly. Really helpful sense of opening to an area of the body with sense of openness, not expecting or demanding any particular sensation, but highlighting or kind of leaning back into, resting into this sense of receptive, welcoming awareness. Maybe floating through the arms, the hands and the fingers. Just noticing whatever sensation might be perceivable through the torso. Can often be most busy, or maybe not. And just seeing if it's possible to float through that whole area, noticing any tightness or anything, any textures or energies or pleasant or unpleasant. Floating the attention lightly down through the whole area of the legs and the feet and toes. And again, this can be a process, it's a training, it's a practice. But perhaps beginning to sense the whole, just the whole area, the whole field of embodiment, like a field of energy with different shapes or flickerings or movements happening within it. Maybe some like the patches of pressure where the body meets whatever it's resting on. It can be a helpful steadying perception. Nothing that has to happen, there's nothing we have to get right here. We're just taking care of coming back again and again to sense of receptivity, opening, friendly interest. Allowing. Feeling the ground, space around us. Noticing if the mind gets carried away with thoughts or gets kind of fixated on one particular sensation or area of the body. And without struggling with that, just gently, gradually touching into the whole body, sitting or whatever posture it's in. Again, leaning into this sense of interest. What is happening? What on earth is happening? Kind of curiosity, as if we never really looked before. It's the sense of wonder, even awe, being present to this somewhat known and somewhat mysterious unfolding we call body. If there's anything that feels really uncomfortable or hard to bear, we can really bring in some sense of kindness, compassion, as if there was a compassionate being right here with us, feeling together with us, supporting us, and see if that warms and strengthens the awareness and the capacity to settle and open to whatever is happening. And then for the last part of the meditation, just a very slight shift if you want to follow along. Staying present with the body and opening awareness to experience. And opening a little bit wider to include sounds and thoughts and any phenomena, any sound, emotion or mood tone. Using that steadiness, the steadiness of the body, just the simplicity of the body. Body here, body sitting, as an anchor, a steadying. And as we open, noticing just for a few moments, for a little while, noticing the changing nature of what's happening, experiencing this glorious ing of the English language, pointing to the dynamic process aspect of our life, of experience. Happening, changing, fluctuating, coming and going, and different words or different aspects of this great truth of change that the Buddha encouraged us to look deeply into our immediate experience and into our life and see and understand for our long-lasting and immediate benefit. So I notice my voice coming and going, words, pauses, other sounds. Even the fridge humming has its fluctuations and its vibration. Or noticing the impermanence of attention flitting about. Noticing this, noticing that. Thoughts, to notice the impermanence of thoughts. Can we notice a thought coming and also going? So just briefly now, but for you to continue if you wish, just steadying, taking some time to steady, collect, ground, and then opening to feeling the sense of changingness. That's one aspect of this living being, this living embodiment, with its energies and thoughts and pains and pleasures, hopes and fears, steady opening, and again, any point feeling free to go back to the simplicity of the body. Feeling through the different areas of the body, if that helps to steady and calm the attention. So thank you for your attention. Thank you for your practice. And be speaking more on this theme on Wednesday and Friday, and Chaz will be here tomorrow and Thursday. So I wish you a good day and a good night. And yeah, take care.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.